It's not a healthy environment, particularly for young people when they first enter here. They come in here because they don't have jobs, or they don't have any friends, they have no connections. With a half a year, they're doing drugs and they're getting into fights and they're diseased and they're living in substandard housing. It's not a good environment.
Yeah.
You know, it's really a negative environment. And that, for me, that's why UBC was always like a special place. No matter if I was doing anything or not, it was always a place where there was like, it's like a sanctuary.
Yeah. I'm really glad to hear you say that. I have to say, you know, that's what I and the team have been trying to create. So it's really gratifying.
Well, it always has been. And I appreciate your efforts on that behalf because, I mean, there's very, very few places where people say hi and goodbye and they don't judge everything you do.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, you know, I mean, we tried to create a place where people weren't under surveillance.
Yeah.
And I think that's partly what people value about the space is we're not kind of saying, you know, how many jobs have you looked for today or have you taken your meds today or whatever. It's like, well, how are you? You know, we care about that. So,
and I think with the turnover staff and everything like that, it's never gotten worse. I think it's always kind of like improved here. You know, I'm not saying anything negative about people who've been here before. And there's some really great people, but overall, the feeling is always, I think, particularly downstairs, it's never been, oh, it's getting worse.
Mm.
It's always like, it's getting better.